Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yesterday, speaking in Hindi, I spoke about some of the unholy things going on in this holy place. But really we're interested in the holiness, the glories of the holy place. But just one more thing before I get into that. You might not be thinking of swimming in the sea as the weather is cold, but if you have the idea, please don't. Do not swim in the sea. You can go 1 or 2 meters in, that's all. Not even up to waist depth. It's very dangerous. There are strong undercurrents and many people drown. So don't swim in the sea. Here, at least. Puri is famous, of course, because of Jagannath. He came here by his own desire to give mercy to the conditioned souls. Generation after generation, and everyone is attracted to Jagannath. Everyone means not only Vaishnavas. For some time, Jagannath was worshipped as if a Buddhist deity, when Buddhism was very strong in much of India, most of India. This area, this whole area, Orissa, what we now call Orissa, Bengal, so many other areas, further northwest of the Nalanda, it was all strongly Buddhistic. So for some time Jagannath was worshipped as if a Buddhist deity. Shaivas, worshippers of Shiva, they claim Jagannath is Lord Shiva. So everyone is attracted to come to see him. And as you may know, he sometimes takes the form of Ganesh once a year. So all kinds of quote-unquote Hindus are attracted to Jagannath. And even non-Hindus, one of the most famous devotees who lived here in Puri, his samadhi is still there on the Grand Road, is Shalabeg, who was considered a Muslim, born of a Hindu mother, but considered a Muslim. And he was a great devotee. Other Muslims also attracted in a militaristic spirit to attack here. But one way or the other, everyone is attracted to Jagannath, and even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is attracted to Jagannath. He came here. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. On his mother's order, he came here. Why here? Because this is a place that always people are going from Bengal to Puri. It's nothing new. Nowadays people go by train. Previously people would go either by boat on the sea or more commonly by walking. And a British, what's the word, historian, anthropologist, whatever, a Britisher who was there during the, what was that, late 19th century, saw that just before Rath Yatra in Puri, the road from Bengal to Puri for miles and miles and miles were just completely crowded with people walking. Lakhs and lakhs of people. And at that time, of course, India's population was much less. In those days, nowadays, if we go on the rail path or by the road from Calcutta, we go through Kharagpur, and pretty much anywhere from Bengal, most places in Bengal, unless you start west of Kharagpur, most people will come through Kharagpur and then down through Baleshwar, and on this way they come down through Jajpur, another, they'd visit this holy place, Jajpur, on the way down, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also visited there. But in those days, the path went inside a little bit, and many people would also visit Gopi Balapur, and then come down inside. But anyway, people are attracted to Jagannath. We're all coming, looking for Jagannath's mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came looking for his mercy. Shankaracharya famously looking for his mercy established a math here, Govardhan math. Shankaracharya praying, Jagannatha Swami Nayanda Patagami Bhavatume. The Jagannath Ashtakam composed by Shankaracharya, also recited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now everyone is coming here looking to see Jagannath. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that we shouldn't look to see Jagannath. We should rather hope for him to be kind enough to see us, to be so happy with us that he would like to look at us. He is looking at us. Sarvata parnipadam tat sarvatokshi. His eyes are everywhere. He's always looking at us. But we are looking for his kripavalokan, his glance of mercy. And again, he's always merciful. But in the form of Paramatma, he's neutral also. Samoham sarvabhuteshu namedvesho stinapriyaha. In the form of Paramatma, he is just like one bird on a tree watching another bird on a tree, who the other bird is eating the fruits of the tree, and Paramatma is simply witness. He simply sees. He becomes the he becomes the witness. He doesn't interfere. But we're looking for the mercy of Jagannath to interfere. Krishna, after speaking all of the Bhagavad Gita, said, okay, Arjuna, you understood. Arjuna understood, yeah. Nashto moha smritang labdha. Tvat prasada maya chuta. Yes, by your mercy I understood. And then Krishna said, all right, very good. Now you can forget it all and just surrender to me. And I'll clear it all out. Forget it all. Forget it all. Just if you surrender to me, all these thoughts of karma, papa, which Arjuna started off his lamentation at the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. He was very concerned that what I will do will incur sin. But Krishna said, don't worry, it goes on, that's for sure. Whatever we do, we're always doing something. You can't not do anything, Krishna told Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. We cannot at any time stop doing anything. So this idea of akarma, as Arjuna was considering it, non-karma, it's impossible. We cannot do it. And it goes on. and on and on. At every moment, we're always involved. We can't get free of it. But Krishna says, surrender to me, that's it, finished. I will interfere. I will finish all that. I will bring you to me. So we're looking for Jagannath's glance of mercy, that he will look at us very kindly. And then, Name dvesho stina priyaha, ye bhajanti tumam bhakta, maite teshu chapyaham. That Krishna, he will look at us not as he does in the first line of this verse, but as he does in the second line of this verse. That he will stop being neutral, as we are neutral or inimical to him. Yayatam ang prapadyante tangs tataiva bhajamyaham. We are not interested in him. So he's not very interested in us. But if we become interested in him, he becomes very interested in us. So we're looking for that glance of mercy of Jagannath. And he's got very big eyes. He can see us all. He can see everyone and see everything. Whether we do good or whether we do bad, he sees everything. But we're asking, anyway, he's seeing us. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said we should try to act in a way that he will want to see us. He's already seeing us. He will see us favorably and make us one of his. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching that. He came to teach that, to teach the world. The world is under Jagannath, the master of the world. And Jagannath has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jai Gaur, Shri Krishna, Shri Jagannath. That Jagannath Sachinandana, the son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, has come, but he is Krishna, he is Jagannath. He has come to show us how to see Jagannath by not seeing him. He prays, as we know, yugayatam nimeshena chakshusha pravrishayatam shunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. He's praying that without you, Govinda, Jagannath, even a moment seems like 12 years extended, long, long extended. We all know that if we're doing something which we're absorbed in or we are enjoying, time seems to pass very quickly. And if we're doing something we don't like, we don't get that much in Krishna consciousness. But if we're doing something we don't like, the time seems to drag on and drag on and drag on. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing this. In separation from Govinda, he's feeling all the world vacant. And tears are coming from his eyes like torrents of rain. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this by his personal example in Navadvip after returning from Gaya and in his wanderings throughout South India. But really he came to Puri, he took sannyas for the purpose of being able to communicate with those who didn't want to recognize him, for preaching purpose. And he had his own purpose also, which was Mukunda Seva, to be free of encumbrances so that he could fully dedicate himself in the service of Mukunda. And that when he came to Puri, after returning from South India, that is the subject of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's the, especially in the Antya Leela. Actually, this Antya Leela is the main reason, or the real reason, that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was asked to compose the Chaitanya, what later became known as Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was asked to compose, to put in writing the later pastimes of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was asked to do that. Others could have done it, but he was already known as an exceptionally insightful, gifted poet in Sanskrit, having composed his Govinda Lilamrita and commentary on Krishna Karnamrita. But then he chose to write Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali. It's Bengali work, although it has many Sanskrit quotes and some Prakrita quotes. So he did that, and he especially did so to record the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which unfolded in Puri, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking the mood more and more, especially in the Gambhira at night. He was in the mood of Radha looking for Krishna. This is his own purpose for coming to this world, and that pastime unfolded here in Puri. Srila Rupa Goswami establishes that the most holy place above Vaikuntha, above Mathura, above Vrindavan, above or adjacent to and above Govardhan, is Sri Radha Kunda. But we have here in Puri the Gambhira, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing the best and the worst of all that is to be had at Radha Kunda. That experience, Krishna's Kaviraj has put in the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and bits and pieces here and there also, in the first two chapters of the Madhya Leela also, and also in the 13th chapter of Madhya Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, via Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, via Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami, and then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has revealed the meaning of Rath Yatra as experienced by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this Puri Dham is the place of the most exquisite pastimes. There are words which we can use in English or in Sanskrit or in Bengali or any language. And of course, words, they have their limitations. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami repeatedly states in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he's just trying to describe something, and everyone, all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas and even scholars of Bengali who don't even identify themselves as Vaishnavas, they all attest that this work of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, it is the, in all respects, linguistically, historically, it is the most important biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, even though his poetry is so attractive, even to non-devotee scholars, they all attest that he himself is the title Kaviraj, which it's not clear how he got that. Some say he's from the Vaidya caste or the caste of Ayurvedic practitioners. So they're also known as Kaviraj in Bengal. But a more Vaishnava explanation is that for his compiling, especially the Govinda Lila Amrita. But he displayed his mastery in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But he also says, although his language is the best, it's considered the best in describing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he says, I'm just like a little bird standing on the bank of the sea trying to take out one or two drops. But the ocean is unlimited, so whatever I'm describing, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, it's just a drop in the ocean. So those pastimes, these most important pastimes, or the pastimes, what can we say, most important? When you get up that high, what is most important? There's always, even though it's all transcendental, but there is gradation also. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Jai Jai Bhav Shemane Sarvotam, then Nirapeksha Hoya, Nirapeksha Vicharale Hoitaratam. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that whichever mood one is in worshipping Krishna, he feels this is the best. But still, Krishnadas says, Kaviraj Goswami says, that if we neutrally analyze, then we'll see there is gradation also. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give prema bhakti, chari bhav, in four moods, but especially in the mood which he himself was especially relishing, the mood of a lover approaching Krishna, and especially he himself is in the mood of Radha. And those pastimes took place here. The most intimate pastimes took place here, not in Navadvip, not in Vrindavan, but they took place here. It's a very bold claim to say such a thing. And definitely there are those who will vehemently disagree with this, especially those who want to see him always in Navadvip. They will never accept that he took sannyas. They'll always keep him in Navadvip. So they won't want to recognize that. But it is a historical or linguistic or poetic or spiritual paradox that the Gaudiyas, those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they especially worship the mood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited here in Puri, which Gaudiya means of Bengal, literally means of Bengal. But the mood which he especially experienced here, having left Bengal, that is the mood that the Gaudiyas especially aspire to, and which was more than any other of the biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which was recorded, expounded in Chaitanya Charitamrita for those who can enter or aspire to enter into that understanding. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, we have especially Nimai of Nadia, Gaur-Narayana, seen through the eyes of Vrindavan Das. In Chaitanya Mangal, we have the ecstatic appreciation of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Narahari, Narahari Adi Kari Chamar Dhulai, Narahari Sharka, his disciple Lochandas, Murari Gupta, we have his Karcha, Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam, in which we have his vision of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, through the ecstatic vision of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, we have Haridas Thakur's vision, which is already given in Chaitanya Bhagavat and further expounded with great intimacy of Haridas Thakur, who was having so many pastimes before the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he interacted with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after his appearance. Haridas Thakur's Mahaprabhu, Gadadhara, his Mahaprabhu, Haridas, Chota Haridas, rejected superficially by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Surup Damodaran Ramananda Rai's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Govinda is always there, Govinda the servant, he's always there. So we have all the devotees who left, most of them, they left Navadvip, who were living with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Puri, they left Navadvip to come to Puri, not for Jagannath. They came for Gaur Jagannath, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and others came also to be with him. And those pastimes took place here. Whatever we can read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, hear in Chaitanya Charitamrita, are those pastimes. Those pastimes which took place here. Haridas, his samadhi, is here. How he left this world. Jagadananda, pastimes with Jagadananda and Raghunath Das and Rupa Goswami, and of course Swarup Damodar, always Swarup Damodar, always there, and Rai Ramananda, especially in the evening, and so many devotees. And at the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was making himself available to everyone. Srila Prabhupada described that every night in Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have kirtan for at least 4 hours with all his associates. And afterwards there would be distribution of prasadam. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching method for everyone. Kirtan. And people would come and see the all different demigods. They would come disguised as ordinary pilgrims. I was lamenting yesterday how people come here for eating fish. They can come here and become stricken by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They come here for eating fish and having fun. But even at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's been as long as there's been an ocean here, there have been fishermen and people who buy fish. So we know that for a fact because there's a description in Chaitanya Charitamrita of one fisherman catching a fish. Why should that be in Chaitanya Charitamrita? One fisherman catching a very big fish. All right, but why should it be in Chaitanya Charitamrita? The big fish was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that description is there. And the fisherman told Swarup Damodar, because Swarup Damodar told him, that's not a fish. That's not a ghost as you think it is. That's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, no, it's not. I've seen him many times. Fisherman had seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu many times. He's an ordinary resident of Puri. But the ordinary residents of Puri would see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu many times because he would go every evening for kirtan and he would move around the town here and there. He would sometimes go to Jameshwar Tota, sometimes to see Gadadhar there. Sometimes, mostly in the morning, he would go to for darshan of Jagannath, and at midday he would go and bathe in the sea. So we'd be moving around. Of course, Puri in those days was very different to now in so many ways. Even I first came here, when was that? It was either late 1977 or in the winter of 1977, 78. And it's changed so much in that time. Pretty much everything in India has changed so much. Modernization, urbanization. But it must have been so different, so very different in those days. The whole population would have been much less buildings. Still, some of the roads are probably going back to those days. We have the Shatashan Mutt, the seven places where seven rishis do their worship, so that road is still there. So those mutts, those monasteries or whatever you want to call it, they're still there. So presumably the road came out coming this way from the Jagannath Mandir to the sea at the same time. If you may be interested to see those seven places where the seven rishis did their penance here. Well, it's hard to find because they're still there, but just for namesake, because it's all hotels now. What else? So things have changed. But this is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed those pastimes. We can see Jagannath now. We don't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We see there's the big statue of him is there outside on the beachside. And then inside the Jagannath temple, I'm told, and there are deities of Mahaprabhu here and there in Puri. His six-arm form is there in the house of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. But as he was moving around for everyone to see, during the times of his pastimes, not present like that to see, but the Gaudiyas, they come here looking for him, just like they may go to Vrindavan. They go as he showed us we should go looking for Krishna. Hey Radhe, Raja Devike, Chalalite, Hey Nandasuna, Kutaha, Shigovardhana, Kalpa Pada Tap, Pada Kalpa Patale, Kalindi Vanye Kutaha. The six Goswamis, they were running here and there in Vrindavan looking. Krishna, where are you? Radha, Lalita, O gopis, where are you all? Are you at the foot of Govardhan Hill? Are you on the shore of the Yamuna? So in the same way, the Gaudiyas, they come here by Gaudiya. Gaudiya literally means Bengali. That was the term we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refers to one Bengali devotee as a Gaudiya. But nowadays the word is, at least among us, it's used particularly to refer to those of us who identify ourselves or aspire to be identified as members of the Sampradaya from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Gaudiyas come here looking for seeing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which if we're fortunate, we can see. Adapi ho jai lila kare gaura rai, kono kono bhagyavane dekhi bare pai. Even now, those who are very fortunate can see the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unfolding. We can see, initially at least, by hearing. I always recommend, please read Srila Prabhupada's books. You read Gita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it wasn't that he was not conversant with Gita. He also wrote in his own handwriting, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, you read with Srila Prabhupada's purports. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here in Puri would again and again hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhara. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Gadadhara when we say we mean especially Gadadhara Pandit. There's also Gadadhara Dasa, but generally when we say Gadadhara, we refer to Gadadhara Pandit. So here in Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would again and again come to see Gadadhara at the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given him a place for worshipping Gopinath. In Navadvip, Gadadhara had worshipped Gopinath deity. When he left to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave that deity to his nephew and disciple, Nayanananda. And he came here. Then again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri engaged Gadadhar in worshipping Gopinath. And in that way, he also kept Gadadhar, in one sense, at a little distance from himself, because he needed to be all the time with Gopinath. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly come here. Nityananda also liked to come to take the prasadam of Gopinath, cooked by Gadadhar. Gadadhar was famous as an excellent cook. Nityananda, one time coming from Bengal, brought very good rice and gave to Gadadhar, "You cook." So Nithai and Gauranga, they would sometimes take prasad together, Gopinath prasad, from the hand of Gadadhar. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly come here and hear Bhagavatam, and especially he again and again requested Gadadhar to recite the pastimes in Bhagavatam of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, which might seem surprising. Why he asked to hear about Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj from Gadadhar, who is Radha? Any clue as to why he's such a good cook? So he would hear that, and we should hear that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends we hear through the mouth of Sarup Damodar. He has recommended, "Jao Bhagavata Paro Vaishnavarasthane." We should regularly hear the Bhagavatam from the mouths of real Vaishnavas. We should do that. But then Srila Prabhupada has also very kindly given us Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We should also come to the level of reading that. Read, we may read. We may understand, we may not understand. Actually, we don't understand anything. We can get our Bhakti Shastra, Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Sarvabhoma. Does anyone understand anything? What can we understand? We can understand as far as our little intelligence goes. But ultimately, all of this is not to be understood with the intelligence, not to throw the intelligence out. We should not be unintelligent. We should understand bhakti siddhanta. That is required. Otherwise, our attempts to be Krishna conscious will not please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhakti siddhanta viruddha aras abhas. Shunilai nahoi prabhu chaite ulash. If anyone wanted to speak on topics of devotional service in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but if it was against the proper conclusions of devotional service as given by Rupa Goswami, or if it was against the proper mixing of rasas as also given by Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not happy with that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. But we cannot go to him except through going through Swarup Damodara, which means through Rupa Goswami. We have to go through them. No one can approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without going through Swarup Damodara. The Swarup Damodara is his disciple, practically represented by Rupa Goswami. We have to go through his path. Mahajane Jaipat. Tate Bhaje Anurakt. Narottam Das. Everyone says we have to follow the path of the Mahajanas, be very much attached to that. But eventually we should come to Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nitya Karopan Jaha Hoite Premananda Bhakti Tattva Pan Bhakti Tattva Gyan. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami was delegated by the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan to compose a biography of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that would cover the pastimes, his later pastimes, that had not been recorded in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was especially writing for those Vaishnavas, but clearly he was writing for posterity also, for future Vaishnavas. And he enjoins us to daily drink the nectar of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, by which we will experience Premananda, love of God, love of Krishna, and also get the most exact, correct understanding of who is Krishna, who are we, everything is there. We find in Chaitanya Charitamrita the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which summarize all Vedas, Vedanta, Puranas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, all the six darshans, everything is summarized in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's a great project. We can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes everywhere, wherever we are, by always drinking the nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we have been pushing devotees, you must have a set of Bhagavatam in your home. Who doesn't have a set of Bhagavatam in their home? If I ask who has, I won't be able to see who hasn't. Who has a set of Bhagavatam in their home, if you have a home? Brahmacharya. Who has? Yeah, there's. Yeah. And then who hasn't? If you don't have a set of Bhagavatam in your home, you can put up your hand and take a set now, or we'll arrange to deliver it. If you don't have a set of Bhagavatam in your home, then don't leave here without a set, or at least ordering a set and putting a payment. You must have Bhagavatam in your home. That's an order. Now, if you have Bhagavatam in your home, but you don't have Chaitanya Charitamrita, you must have Chaitanya Charitamrita also. And you may think, well, I have so many books to read, I won't get through. You take the books and you make it your lifetime's sankalpa that I must at least read all the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita before I leave this body. Of course, Krishna can take us away anytime, but that should be there. Those books should be there. And don't just leave them in a box. You put them in your room, just like the fools, rascals, idiots, which means almost everyone in the world. If you come in their home, you'll see what's there when you come in. In the center of everything is the TV. So already, you already threw your TV out. Every year I used to say, throw out your TV. So I hope anyone's new and you haven't thrown out your TV, throw it out, sell it, get some money. Then you can buy Prabhupada's books and do Vaishnav Seva. So put it right in the center. Get a nice bookshelf and put it right where everyone can see it. So anyone who comes, they'll see you have Bhagavatam. And then they'll ask you, have you read it? You have to start reading it. That will be there every day, pricking your consciousness. I have to read this, I have to read this. And put Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Now you have another task. If you have Bhagavatam already, you must have Chaitanya Charitamrita in your home. And you must make it your lifetime, at least once in your lifetime. So, there's a bookstall at the back. Go there, everyone. Sign up. Get the books. Make your life successful. Hare Krishna. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Jagannath Mahaprabhu ki jai. Here in Puri, Mahaprabhu, they means Jagannath. The local people say Jagannath Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.